Hi, this is Raj Mago from simpleandpractical.com, and this is part two of the podcast series about 14 key questions about Vilasarov. So in part one, we answered the question, what is the mechanism of action of vilazodone? It's a serotonin reuptake inhibitor and a partial agonist at 5-HT1A receptors. Question number two, what difference does this make? What is the point of this partial agonism at serotonin 1A receptors? Well, two reasons. One is that serotonin 1A receptors are also available on the presynaptic neuron. So when serotonin is released by the serotonergic neuron, it also acts on the neuron that released the serotonin. These are called autoreceptors. And the role of the 5-HT1A receptor is to turn off the release of serotonin. So it's an auto-inhibition mechanism. So the activity on the serotonin 1A receptor can help to increase the serotonin release. Normally when we use SSRIs, what happens is serotonin is released and acts on the presynaptic serotonin 1A receptors, and therefore it takes a longer period of time for the serotonergic activity to increase. So this is a hypothesis that maybe affecting the presynaptic serotonin 1A receptors might help to produce increase in serotonergic activity at an earlier date. The second reason why this might be important is because the postsynaptic serotonin 1A receptors in the neocortex and in the limbic region are believed to be involved in sexual functioning. In animal studies, there is evidence that activity at the serotonin 1A receptors can increase sexual desire, can improve orgasmic function. And there was an experimental medication which in animals was able to reverse SSRI-induced sexual dysfunction by blocking the serotonin 1A receptors. So it's possible that the activity of vilazodone at serotonin 1A receptors might affect the amount of sexual dysfunction it produces compared to the SSRIs. But we must keep in mind that this is only a hypothesis. Everything discussed so far in this podcast has not been shown actually to be true in human studies, in clinical trials. But this is the reason why the serotonin 1A receptor activity is not insignificant. So let's go to question number three. Does vilazodone work for major depressive disorder? Answer is yes. Well, how do we know that? There are two phase three studies. You know, all these antidepressants that are introduced, they have to have at least two positive studies. That's FDA policy. And these are always 8-week studies. They are double blind, they have a placebo control, they are randomized controlled trials. For those who are interested, the two references are the paper by Rickles et al. And by Khan et al. I don't know that you really need to read all these papers. So, okay, we just take it for granted. Vilazodone was more effective than placebo for major depressive disorder. That's why the FDA approved the medication. Do we need to know anything more than that? Well, one thing we want to know is what proportion of people responded to the medication? And the answer is 42% on vilazodone and 29% on placebo. Now, I want to make some comments about this. In antidepressant studies, response is what do we call response? Response is 50% or greater reduction in the severity of depression. So if you are using the Hamilton Depression Rating Scale or the Montgomery-Åsberg Depression Rating Scale, if the score is reduced by 50% or more, we call that person a responder. Now, keep in mind that different types of patients are included in different studies. So you can't compare the percentage of responders in one study to another study. You can't say, well, it's 40%, 42% on vilazodone, and in another study, X antidepressant had 52%. You can't really compare that because they are different patients. But one of the things you can look at is the drug placebo difference. So 42% on vilazodone minus 29% of on placebo, what does that make it? 13%. That is sort of similar to what it is for other antidepressants. Anything greater than a 10% difference between drug and placebo, this is a general principle, so this is a in terms of methodology, anything more than a 10% difference between drug and placebo is usually clinically significant. All right, so vilazodone is effective for major depressive disorder. I'll stop at this point and we'll continue in the third part of this series of podcasts. Thank you again for listening.